The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciple told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today's reading have a theme, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But here, my point of entry is the mark of the wounds of Jesus. I tried to paint red last night, but it's all gone almost. You can't see it. But really, it's fascinating because the kinds of nails they might have used that were to support a human being must have been substantial. They must have been very, very big to be able to penetrate and to be able to hold the weight of a grown man, 33 years old. And as I was researching, I learned that it takes close to 18 months to 2 years to have some kind of a wound to bring a scar. So it takes a while for a wound of that nature to kind of close and heal again. But he had died that Friday afternoon, and now we're talking about Sunday evening. So it's just a couple of days. That level of healing on Jesus' resurrected body must have been astounding to behold. Now first, he appears in the room with all the doors are closed. He just appears in the room and offers them peace and shows them the mark or the marks of his wounds. And Jesus became the bridge of our reconciliation with the Father. You know, the cross became our point of entry. Without Jesus' work, we were dead in our transgressions. But now, with the power of the resurrection, we acquired a new birth by faith in Jesus Christ. It means that we die every day to the desires of the world and in order to live in Christ. The Bible tells us that five times Jesus appeared to different people that day of the resurrection, beginning with the first women who came to the tomb that morning. Their world were never the same. They changed just by having a conversation, having a one-on-one with Jesus who was resurrected. And we see here in the book of Acts also, we see Peter's life transformed from fear to great courage. And Peter revealed Christ to his audience in a bold speech, in the same way that you and I do reveal the glory of Jesus Christ to the people we are in touch with. Think of this. You live in Coryville or maybe Germantown. The world is here in Coryville, Germantown, Memphis. The world is here. There are people from Korea. There are people from China. There are people from India. There are people from everywhere. This country used to have a lot of missionaries going to those countries. And now they have you. They have you here. When you meet in the grocery store, if there is Jesus Christ, they are going to see it's the one that is in you. How we behave, how we are kind to other people in the line. Those are the kind of things that they are going to have to look at and say, oh, when you talk about Jesus Christ, that's how that is. They want to watch who you are. As Peter was preaching and showing that who Christ is, that's you as well. You are not perhaps going to be able to go out and preach in the street, but what you are is going to preach a lot. Something else also happened when Jesus was with them. He breathed on them. I will say more about that later. They recognized him as their Lord, and I believe their testimony. Today, my hope is that we would learn that Christ still reveals himself to us all the time in many ways. And he gives us hope to know him by faith. And he enables us to live a genuine faith, to live triumphant lives, victorious lives, despite our trials and suffering, because we live by faith in Christ and not by sight. Let me begin again by where the disciples were hiding because Jesus was murdered. They were scared, fearful that the same thing might happen to them. Now, surprisingly, we see Peter now is out already and he's preaching and he's telling them, this Jesus that you crucified, we saw him and he came into the room and he showed us his place. And do you think you killed him? There he is. He triumphed over death. Nothing could stop him. What victory is more than that? He is here. You did nothing. He's here. You know, what kind, that kind of speech. Powerful. And remember that those problems, those troubles are not finished yet. So they know that they could be killed like Jesus was killed as well. And he's bold and he's out and he's preaching. Encountering the resurrected Jesus is life transforming. In Christ there is life, there is peace, there is true beauty, there is meaningfulness. Peter was no longer fearful. His faith got an ultimate update, 2.0. He knew that he could be killed at any time, but his perspective had changed. Jesus breathed on them love and grace and courage and patience and endurance and the capacity to remember the words of Jesus in the same way that you and I. When you are out there, you're going to strike a conversation with people in the most unusual ways, and you're going to have to speak, and you're going to have to remember some of the words that are in the Bible to bring peace and healing in someone's life. But the troubles of this world have a way of digging wounds in our lives, and sadly, in response, we often act in regrettable ways. But in Jesus Christ, our wounds get healed. The moment you come here, Holy Eucharist, the presence of Jesus Christ, we get healed. The more we get healed. And then we get sent up in the world again. And then you get wounded again. And then you have to come back again to the presence of Jesus. And our wounds get healed. I still am healing from the things that happened to me during the genocide in 1994. I still ask God, heal me more. I need more of your healing. That's what our calling, to help each other heal and to all come together in the presence of God and heal from the things of the world. And eventually, we will remain unfazed by these, our wounds, and the tumultuous times that we live in. I don't know about your life, but you may be cornered by difficult circumstances or difficult decisions. But faith in Jesus Christ, this power of the resurrection, gives us strength and grace to act as people of the light. If someone corners you and insults you in the parking lot and at Kroger, I am going to behave as a person of the light. Because what I do in that moment engages you. Engages you. And what you do there engages me and engages the person you're sitting next to. So you are people of the light. And Jesus is counting on you that the world out there may see what genuine faith looks like. They need to see that. That you sitting here in Collierville is the same way as that Christian sitting in China today. That the genuine faith, that's what they are going to see. Jesus is resurrected and our lives are different. And they have a different flavor, a different smell to God. We are different people. And that's what the world needs to see. Desperately, they need to see how different are you as a Christian. The world needs to see that. We need to be people who have understood what it means to live in fellowship with Christ's own suffering. And Jesus' sufferings was bloody. We went through Good Friday. Were you here? We went through Good Friday. And I was worried a little bit that that part is finished and we say, oof, oh, that's done. No, it's not done. Yes, we enjoyed on Sunday and we rejoiced and then Jesus is resurrected and he defeated death, yes. But that is not to say that we didn't go through Friday. We have to remember. And I'm not advocating that we have to think about Good Friday again and leave it all over and all over. Perhaps that's the point, the reason why we come back to Holy Eucharist, to say, remember. Remember, because that's our point of entry, the cross. It was messy. It was bloody. It was tough to watch. And God wants us to actually remember that's where our salvation came from. By his stripes, we are healed. That scripture we repeat for our healing when we heal when we pray for the sick. We are invited to live in Easter season, but not forgetting Good Friday ever. So take heart. Jesus is in you, and he says, as my Father sent me, so I send you. Let Jesus in you speak to others. Let this Jesus in you speak life in their problems. Pray for your nations. Bring a word of hope and healing. I know we all go into conversation of politics, and we bring doom, and each time we open our mouth, a doom comes out. No, 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 no. We need to bring a word of healing and a word of hope. That's what should be coming out of our mouths. And I'm guilty of it too. And talk to me as well if I overdo it. We need to talk about healing, about life. Jesus was not talking to Thomas alone. He was talking to us when he says, don't be afraid. Why do doubt arise in your heart? Look at my hands and my side. It is I, the Lord. And he's never ceasing to reveal himself to you. And I want to pray that we would allow our hearts to encounter Jesus of Nazareth, to change perspective on life. Don't let anything trouble you anymore. Take courage. Jesus is here, and he is within us. Amen.